At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice, and today I'm joined by Siggy Peel, president of the Glade Run Lake Conservancy Board of Directors. Siggy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Seth, for having me.
I'm very excited about this episode, as one of your board members reached out and said, hey, this might make a great episode for all of you on the podcast. So I'm thrilled to be able to speak to you and find out what is the Glade Run Lake Conservancy.
Well, the Glade Run Lake Conservancy started in 2011 after they drained the lake, a community group that we formed that we felt that we really wanted to get this lake back, and the only way we were going to do it is through a grassroots group. Mm-hmm. And so what we did is we formed, and we had a long time of doing that, about a year, following templates from other groups in the state. And our mission at that time, I laid it out to our group. I said, we need to get members and we need to get money. And then we need to get the politicians aware so that they know that we are a group that has some money in our coffers and a lot of people. And we ended up with 2,000 members and over $250,000 in our finances within 18 months. That got us running. And then working with the local politicians, specifically Senator Randy Volokovich, who was our main charge. And then he got Don White, another state senator involved, and Scott Hutchinson, and then eventually the governor. Long story short, working a lot with Fish and Boat Commission and those aforementioned legislators, we were able to get $2 million from the governor and $2 million from Fish and Boat. And the lake was restored with a brand new spillway. The dam resurfaced and opened in 2017. So within basically less than 6 years, we pulled off a miracle that nobody thought we could do.
That's impressive. Now, I'm guessing with all of this reinvested, it's a part of your group to make sure that everything is not only upkept, but improving for the future as well.
That is correct. We've had 20 Eagle Scout projects on the property to date, two more pending for this year, a little bit different with COVID, as you know, mm-hmm. Right? We also built a 16 by 32 deck at the end of the fishing jetty, which was ADA compliant. We dredged out 1,200 feet of the lake. We have 150 fish habitats in the lake. We have had a filming by the Fishing University through Butler Tourism that said this is one of the best small bass fishing ponds in the area, only to get better. We continue to make improvements. We have a 25-year lease with not only the Fish and Boat Commission, but also the township that allows us to make the improvements. There was specifically a brown building there that was just sitting there. We got a $5,000 grant from Butler Tourism. We actually went in there. I got three local contractors to help us over a couple of weekends. Basically, rip off the sides, clean it out, and repurpose it. And now it is a pavilion sitting there.
That's incredible.
So we continue to make a lot of improvements to the lake, but there's more going on too.
Well, let's get people out of the lake. Where is Glade Run Lake located?
Glade Run Lake is located on Overbrook Road, which can be accessed off of Route 8 at the intersection of 228, Route 8, and it's a right-hand turn if you're coming south to north, or a left-hand turn if you're coming north to south, or you can access it 228 going out to Saxonburg, and it's a right-hand turn if you're coming from the west going towards Saxonburg. It's a 52-acre lake, and it's located in about 150-acre property.
That's massive. Now, I believe prior to us recording here, you mentioned there's more than just the lake itself. You also have a one-mile trail, correct?
We have a walking trail we put in. It goes basically from the parking lot all the way out to Sandy Hill Road. There's a lot of wet spots, but what we've done through Boy Scout projects is we put in what they call bog bridges, which are wooden planks over wet areas. So we're in the process of trying to bog bridge as many wet areas as we can earmark. In fact, two are pending this year for doing that.
That's awesome. And it really is great because what it does is it allows multiple things to happen out at that lake. So if people just want to walk, if people want to fish, people want to paddle, you have a lot of outdoor activities right there in one location.
We have a lot of things that people love about this lake. One in particular is that bird watchers love it. There's 150 species that have been annotated and have been actually seen, when I say annotated, put into a database that these are the species of birds that have been marked as being seen at the lake. There have been eagles seen at the lake, and there's a possibility there's an eagle nest not too far from the lake, which we're exploring very carefully because we don't want to disrupt the eagles, of course. There are a lot of fishermen that go to the lake. I must say during COVID, I've been up there quite a few times. There's always 25 to 35 cars there. And it's just a wonderful area for people to recreate, get out. Not very many townships have a lake within their township. So we're very blessed to have that. And with that, we want to preserve the lake, which is our next focus.
Well, how can people get involved in helping you to do that?
Well, we have a website, GladeRunLakeConservancy.org. Okay, it's a very good website. Our webmaster, Amy Jewett, who works for Western PA Conservancy, put it together. If you go there, it will allow you to join as a member, donate, allow you to be a part of our skills bank if you want to help out. It would also tell you right on the top that we are having an event October 1st with the food trucks up at the lake, which I know you're going to ask more about that. And it allows you to see who we are as board members with a little bio. It also has blogs that some of the board members have written, and we're encouraging other people with feel-good stories to write in, and we're going to have a couple of those coming out. So we're expanding and growing. Our newest project, and I have to mention this, is the Watershed Project, which is a project to protect the streams that feed into the lake, to try to get local owners to basically do conservation easements on their property to protect their property if they so desire, to protect the streams that feed into it, and also land acquisition of properties close to the lake so we can expand the existing preserve. We call it the Glade Run Lake Preserve, not park, because park gives you the, people think of a park where you have swings and slides and things like that. This is not that. This is a preserve with wildlife, and that's what we want to do.
Now, I'm guessing this would be a great place to take children, though, to help educate on preserving and showing off how we protect our wildlife in order to have wildlife.
It's great that you brought that up. We've had programs in conjunction with Butler Elementary School and Mars Middle School where they've had catfish released, catfish in the classroom and then released at the lake, and also trout in the classroom and released in the lake. We have had those programs have also brought in fish and boat for the kids to allow them to fish for prizes, educate the children. We have basically partnered with as many different entities as we can to promote the lake as an educational facility. We've partnered with Oakmont Water Authority and various other groups. We have professors from Chatham University working on the board that are working on our water project. Allegheny College, we have a professor that's working with us. We're doing water testing to make sure that the water is pure and then sending that out as an educational tool. So those are just a couple of areas that we're involved in.
Is there anything like this, I would say within 30, 45 miles? This seems like a unique place that many people might not be aware of.
Well, I think you're right on that, Seth. I think the main draw in Pittsburgh area is, of course, the three rivers.
Right.
All right. Moraine or Lake Arthur. Mm-hmm. And there are smaller other lakes around the Western PA area. But this specific lake is very, I don't think it's very well known, number one. But once you know it, you don't want to leave it. Okay. We don't want it to be overpopulated, but at the same time, we do want to make sure that people enjoy the green space. That's why we want to expand it, and hopefully we can double the size of the existing preserve through acquisitions, and then preserve, like I said, the streams through conservation easements.
And I know that area around you, there seems to be popping up new housing sites left and right, so that only brings in more possible people to come out, but more reasons to also preserve what is available.
Well, part of our watershed project is to limit mass developments around the lake for obvious reasons. Right before we did this, I was on the phone with our Middlesex Township manager, and we were talking about how we can develop homes and areas within the township and yet preserve the green space and expand the green space. Because with development comes more of a need for more property for people. You add more people in, and if you have a limited space, then you're going to get overpopulated green space. So that's why we're working on this, and we're working very closely with the township to get that balance to expand the green space for the people and at the same time do it thoughtfully and, working together with our township supervisors.
That's fantastic. Let's get to this event because I'm super excited for it. And I think this might be a big draw, especially right now. There's not been much that's been able to happen, but a great way to introduce people that haven't been to the lake to come on out and see what all is out there. So I know you have an event coming up on October 1st.
Please yes, it's our community environmental involvement night, as we're calling it. And we're going to have four food trucks up there, Fox Pizza, Hoshi, Kona Ice, and Popped Envy. And they're going to be gracious and donate 10 to 20% of their proceeds to the conservancy. We are also going to, it's going to be from 3 o'clock to 7 p.m., by the way. Sunset paddle with the board of directors for the conservancy from 5:30 to 7. There's going to be an informational table set up by the conservancy. And we are going to have our local Middlesex Township Fire Department be there, and they are going to put on a demonstration on how they train there. And that's going to be always fun for the kids to see that. And we're very excited just to get the people out there to meet them and greet them and to, you know, we've had a lot of people say, you guys did a great job. Who are you? So we want to be there for them so that they can get out for 4 hours, get something to eat, take in the lake, walk the trail, go out to the deck at the end of the jetty, go over on the top of the dam and look at the spillway. And if they want to get out there and kayak, get out there and kayak.
Do people need to RSVP or do anything to sign up for this or just
show up
and we're ready to go?
No, we're looking at it this way. The food trucks are there. We don't need a head count. If they go to GladeRunLakeConservancy.org, it's right on the top. It announces the October 1st event. And all they have to do is to get the information from them or from you or Facebook. We have a presence on Facebook. The Middlesex Mars community pages will have information on it. We're trying to get the Mars School in community to broadcast this. We've also had very much success with the Morris High School in putting the event on their billboard. So we're working on doing that too. We want to get maximum exposure for the community so they can get out there and enjoy the lake, enjoy the event. And maybe we make a few dollars and cents on the entire thing. And that always helps the kitty, doesn't it?
It does. But at the same time, I think awareness and bringing new people to the conservancy, to the lake, is worth its weight in gold.
It is. It is worth its weight in gold. And we feel very strongly about preserving this area. And it's essential that, you know, I had a lot of people come up to me and say, now that you've got the water back in the lake, your work's done. And my answer was, no, it's only half done. The second half is to preserve it for future generations. So we are committed to doing that. In fact, we are working with local landowners and have 14 that are interested in conservation easements at this time. As I said before, I was talking to the township manager, we're going to be working with him, the county commissioners who we've worked with before, and eventually I'll probably get in touch with the state senators again, and we're going to push this to make this a bigger, better place for the future. My goal and our goal as Glade Run Lake Conservancy is to double the size of the existing preserve, to put in more trails, to allow more of green space for the community. And in a community that is growing, you definitely need that.
Yeah. It's a hidden gem that I want to make sure that we can help make it not so hidden anymore.
Well, I thank you and Armstrong for the sponsorship on this. I really do appreciate that. I think it's a wonderful thing that you're getting behind a community project. And we need more groups to do that. You know, this is not over for businesses either. I think if businesses realize what we're trying to do and donated and helped us out, their business will flourish too, because more people coming into the area means more for businesses too. And that's our goal, to get the people to enjoy the area, help out with the local businesses, and it's a win-win for everybody.
Sure is. Siggy, is there anything else that we'd like to get out to the public today and hopefully get them to come out on October 1st?
Well, I hope the weather cooperates. That's number one. Keep your fingers crossed, as always. I would just have to say that I'd like to make a plea for everybody who's been there or who will be there in the future to get involved with us. Become a member. It doesn't take a lot of money. We leave it up to the individuals. We're not really strong on pushing for annual membership, although we're working on that. But, you know, if you like what we're doing, donate. Get involved. We have a skills bank on our website. I have, I think, 17 or 18 people right now that I will be contacting. There's different areas that people can help us in. Just cleaning up on a community, going through the park, picking up twigs and things. The trail needs maintenance. There's always something there. We're getting fish tackle boxes. What I mean by a tackle box is where you have a lot of string from fishing. It accumulates. You get the string accumulated, you stick it in a box, and we need people to do that. So there's a lot of different things that people can be involved with to help us out. But the number one thing is membership and donations. We need your support just like everybody else does.
Well, we hope that people will log on to your site. We'll put the website and your social media information in the notes of the show so they can click and go directly to your page. And we're hoping for the best weather and a great turnout on October 1st for Community Conservation Night, and hope we have future events out at the lake in the near future.
Well, we probably will have other events there, and I'd like to thank you once again for allowing me this time and opportunity on your podcast. And I invite you out, too, as well.
Well, I hope to see you on October 1st, Siggy. Thanks so much for giving us your time today.
Thank you so much, Seth. Appreciate it.
For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news. All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.